Hi, welcome to our podcast on cost shifting and e-discovery. I'm Mary Jacoby, Editor-in-Chief of Maine Justice. Adam Cohen is a leader of the Information Management and e-discovery readiness practice within Ernst & Young LLP's Forensic Technology and Discovery Services Group. Adam is also a former litigation partner at a major international law firm and the author of the major legal treatise on e-discovery, Electronic Discovery Law and Practice. Hi, Adam. Thanks for being with us today. Why don't you start by telling us, what is cost shifting?
Well, with e-discovery, the cost involved in producing documents as part of a litigation has become a prohibitive, sometimes dispositive issue. In other words, it's so expensive to produce documents as part of e-discovery that a party may decide to settle the case rather than undertake that expense. So with cost shifting, there is a mechanism to shift the cost of all that discovery to the party requesting the discovery. But whereas the general presumption is that the producing party has to pay for the cost of providing the discovery, cost shifting allows the cost to be shifted to the adversary requesting the discovery. It is the presumption that the producing party pays, which allows smaller parties to use e-discovery as a weapon against large corporate defendants.
But what is this mechanism, or is that actually a settled mechanism? I understand there's some court activity and different decisions coming out.
Well, there are a couple of different procedural mechanisms, as a technical matter. Generally, this would be achieved through a motion for a protective order, where a party would say that the requested discovery is unduly burdensome, and therefore the information shouldn't have to be produced, and if it is going to be produced, that the other side should pay for it. And the other mechanism, which really has recently come to the fore with regards to electronic discovery, is the taxation of costs mechanism, where upon the completion of the case, the prevailing party is entitled to ask for certain costs associated with the litigation. And there's some new case law that we'll discuss about whether e-discovery costs qualify as one of those taxation of cost items.
And you mean whether they qualify under these court decisions? There's, I guess, different definitions of what qualifies. So, can you tell us what kind of expenses are indisputably cost shiftable right now?
Well, there's really not very much that's indisputable. However, clearly, the device has been used most frequently with the kinds of storage media that don't just simply lend themselves easily to doing a search, and where there's other technical work that has to be done on the media. The best example and the most frequent example in the cases is backup tapes. So backup tapes, which are done for disaster recovery purposes, are not formatted in a way that facilitates searching for specific information that's responsive to a legal request. And it can be very expensive to restore those tapes and search through them. And there typically are lots of tapes that could potentially have responsive information. And so many producing parties have sought to shift the costs associated with producing from backup tapes.
But there are also things like just basic things like photocopying, scanning perhaps. Is that what cost shifting was originally meant to cover?
Well, you have to break out the two mechanisms here. So the general cost shifting under an objection that the requested discovery is too expensive could apply to all kinds of things. And really, the cases have diverged on that point. So for example, review of documents in electronic discovery with huge volumes of documents. Many courts have said, well, document review is not the kind of cost that you can ever get shifted under this procedural mechanism. Others have said, yes, you can shift that. Some courts have said that cost shifting cannot even be considered if the data is in what's referred to as an accessible format. So something that's live on your computer that can be easily searched, that would be an accessible format, and there are judges who say you can't shift those costs. Now, when you get to, other courts say you can, of course. So when you get to the taxation of costs, you know, that's where the real interpretive stuff comes in, because the kind of archaic language of the statute says the costs of copying and exemplification. So it seems to refer to providing copies of that are authenticated, copies of genuine copies of actual documents. And what's happened is that courts have analogized the costs involved in e-discovery, like scanning, like OCR, like converting electronic information from one format to another, to copying. They've said this is copying in the modern age. But that is also something the courts disagree upon.
Well, if it were to become settled case law that you could transfer these kind of costs, imaging and scanning, that's quite a lot of money, isn't it? And document review certainly costs a lot of money. What would be the implications for this in our legal system if that became standard?
The implications are potentially earth-shattering, because we do have a case which involved $4.6 million of such costs. Now, this means that certain plaintiffs are not going to bring lawsuits, because if they lose the lawsuits, they may be put into bankruptcy. So it's certainly going to dissuade parties who do not have the means to pay for this kind of discovery from filing cases. This would make our legal system a lot more like the European legal system, where the loser pays the cost of the case. Okay, historically, our legal system has worked the opposite way. Each party pays their own costs, and the theory or the policy behind that is so that we don't discourage people who have meritorious claims from filing them. You know, what's developing here in terms of the taxation of costs line of cases is that, you know, some of the courts are clearly willing to go to great lengths to reimburse millions and millions of dollars in e-discovery costs. There are other courts that have said that that's inappropriate, and so, you know, we may be heading down the road to an appeals court, the highest appeals court in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court, resolving what is becoming a split in the circuits.
Adam Cohen, thank you. That was fascinating.
You were fast.
That's really
you wanted.
That's really great.